Grab your Bibles. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 34. Well, I appreciate your enthusiasm. We'll see how enthused you are in about 10 minutes. But Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 19. Ezekiel chapter 34, and verse 19. Ezekiel 34, verse 19. Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 19. If you have that, let's stand and stretch in honor for the reading of God's word. Let's go ahead and pray. Let's go ahead and read, sorry. And as for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which ye have fouled with your feet. Read that one more time. And as for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which ye have fouled with your feet. And let me go ahead and pray, and then you may be seated. Heavenly Father, Lord God, tonight I pray, Lord, that you would give me all focus and concentration, Lord, for the sermon tonight. Pray that you'd fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit. Empower me, Lord God. Use me tonight as a spirit-filled preacher. I pray for these, Lord God, that sit here before me, that you would use them as spirit-filled listeners tonight. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 19. I want to read this one more time. It says, "And as for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which ye have fouled with your feet." Let me give you a little explanation here. The word pasture means shepherd. Shepherd. And a pastor is a shepherd of a flock. It's a very good word to use. It's synonymous with that word shepherd. When God would scold his men, oftentimes what he would do is he would liken it to them as a shepherd and not doing what they should do with their flock. Now, in the passage in Ezekiel chapter 34, this usage here, God's using this figure of speech because he had his men in mind when he was saying this. He had his men in mind using this particular terms. So he was talking about how his men were handling the people, or in other words, the flock. That's what he was making reference to. I'll read this verse. "And as for my flock," now that's the people of God, "they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet." And now the word of God is symbolized in the Bible as bread. As bread, amen. And trodden with your feet. By the way, we feed on what then? On bread, which is what? The word of God. Exactly, got exactly right. And it says, "And they drink that which ye have fouled with your feet." The word foul means to stink with your feet, or in other words, ruin it. So they trodden it, and amen. So they walk on it, amen. They walk on the bread, amen. They foul the water, which is a picture of the word of God, amen. And so that's what he's talking about here. Now, he is saying you're like a shepherd who has a flock of sheep, and you're corrupting them. You're corrupting them, and it's an interesting likeness or likening here that he's making. He's making God's men who dabble wrongly with the word of God. They are the shepherds. They're ruining the flock. because of this, and the Bible, of course, likened unto bread, the Bible likened unto water. And so tonight I want to address this subject. Number one, the Word of God is our food and water. The Word of God is our food and water. So the Heavenly Father here, as He uses the Holy Spirit, amen, uses the figure of speech, shepherd, flock, amen. He uses a shepherd that does not feed his flock with food, amen, that is pure, but rather feeds his flock with what? Contaminated food. So that means he's trotting it under, or they're fouling it. They're stinking it up. They're ruining it. Amen. That's what he's talking about. Amen. Shepherd doesn't give his flock pure water. The water, symbol of the Bible. Amen. So the whole issue here is all revolving around the Word of God. It's all revolving around the Word of God. And without a doubt. God is saying to his men, and don't leave me now, God is saying to his men, you leave the book, or in other words, the words of God alone. Amen. Leave the book alone. Amen. In other words, keep your feet off of it. Amen. Don't trot on it. Don't foul it with your feet. The Word of God is food. The Word of God is drinking water, amen, for God's people. What is it? It's a cleanser for God's people. It's needed. It's necessary. Amen. It's needed. It's necessary. Now, let me put that to where you can understand it a little bit better, amen. We have a lot of that today. Amen. It ain't a new problem, though. They had people corrupting God's Word back in those days, too. Amen. They had people corrupting God's Word back in those days too. Zondervan, the people that published the NIV Bible, don't tread on the Word of God. Keep your feet out of the Word of God. Keep your feet out of our food. Keep your feet out of our water. That's our food. That's our water. You're messing it up with your feet. Broadman Press, amen, put out another false Bible time and time again. Keep your feet out of our food. Keep your feet out of our water, amen. Nelson Publishers published more false Bibles than anybody else, by the way. Keep your feet out of our food. The Revised Version, that's dirty water tonight. It's dirty water. The American Standard Version tonight is dirty water. The New American Standard Version tonight is dirty water. The NIV, the Not Inspired Version, is dirty water. The Reader's Digest version is dirty water. Amen. The Revised Version, the condensed version, is all dirty water. The New King James Bible is dirty water. Gideons are running around trying to do a lot of good, and they used to at one time maybe, but they're serving up a lot of dirty water. Amen. They've been doing it for a while. Amen. A lot of years. Serving up a lot of dirty water. The American Bible Society, quit serving dirty water. Quit serving contaminated water. You have contaminated it with your feet by treading on it. You've contaminated the food. They're taking the pure Word of God and they're changing it all for a buck. It's all about a buck. It's all about a buck. Why do they have to keep producing so many different versions of the Bible? So people will keep buying them, so they can keep selling more, so they can keep making money. It's all about money. That's what it's all about. The so-called Christian colleges, take your feet out of our food and out of our water. Take your feet out of the Word of God. Quit serving dirty water. The so-called Christian seminaries, with your supposedly intelligent people, but actually are producing nothing but stupidity by hiding behind the guise of scholarship with your dirty, filthy food and dirty, filthy water that you are serving up. Get your stinking feet out of our water, amen. The truth of the matter is they're corrupting the Word of God. They're changing the Word of God. They're ruining the Word of God. And it's an old trick that the devil started a long time ago, amen. Dr. Custer of Bob Jones University said as recently as May of 2012 that there is no perfect Bible in the English language. He's wrong.
Right. Amen.
Keep your feet out of our water. The Greek scholars and so-called others and self-styled scholars and so forth, keep your feet out of our food and out of our water. You're trampling our food and you're fouling our water with your feet. You're claiming your super intelligence and claiming to be the experts, which is claimed by yourselves, and you're ruining the water. You're ruining the food. Number two tonight, we've got to have an every word of God Bible. We've got to have an every word of God Bible. We've got to. That's number two tonight. We got to have an every word Bible. We've got to have an every word of God Bible. You say, but preacher, there's mistakes in the King James Bible. That's not true, but let's suppose there was. Let's just suppose there was. It's not true. Show me which one's the pure water then. Which one's the pure food that we can use. Because God promised us that we would have an every word Bible. He promised us that. So if the King James Bible is not the one, then show us what's the one. They don't say that though, folks. They say they all have mistakes. They all have errors. Those publishers readily admit that there's mistakes and problems with their Bibles. But then they'll say, but there's a King James. Why do they got to do that, by the way? All about the buck. Well, they wouldn't say, we got mistakes and the King James is the perfect Bible. Well, what would everybody buy? King James Bibles, amen. Well, guess what? A lot of people, they'll buy a Bible and they'll hold on to that for a long time. But if they can form the Bible of the Month Club and just keep putting out new Bibles and new Bibles and new versions, I'm talking about, of the Bible, what will people keep doing? They'll keep buying them. And they'll keep buying. Oh, this one must be a little bit better. This one must be, this is a more improved one. They keep buying. So what's it about? Money.
Right.
Money. It's all about money. But the devil uses that, folks. He uses that to corrupt the word of God. They fouled it with their filthy feet. That's just what they've done. Show us, though, where the pure water is. We've got to have it. God's promised it. Amen. If it's the American Standard Version, then stand up and say, it's the American Standard Version. It is flawless. Go ahead and say that if it were true. If it's the NIV version, and stand up and say that it's the NIV version and it's flawless. Folks, I've got to have the pure Word of God. You've got to have the pure Word of God. It's got to be here somewhere today. God has promised it, amen. So we have to be able to find it. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God. Hey, I'm saying tonight, get your stinking feet out of our water, amen. Get your stinking feet off our food, amen. This is God's food. It's God's water that He's given to us, and they're stinking and fouling up with their feet. Get their feet out of it. Then you just get their feet out of it. We've got to have the pure Word of God. If the King James Bible isn't, then these should have the courage to stand up and say which one is. My Bible says, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth. Amen. Remember now, it said every word. We'll look up some verses in a minute, but it says every word in Matthew 4:4. Not every thought, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Every word. Every word. Every word. Hey, in John 15:7, the Bible says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, not my word, my words abide in you. Ask what ye will, and it shall be given you. Deuteronomy 4:10, I will make them hear my words, plural. John 14:23, if a man love me, he will keep my words, plural. But if we're going to keep his words, wait a minute, we've got to have his words, don't we?
Right.
Got to have a pure Bible somewhere, amen? Gotta have a pure Bible somewhere. Gotta have the unadulterated words of God somewhere. John 12:48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words. John 5:47, how shall you believe my words? Luke 1:20, thou believest not my words. Mark 8:38, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Mark 13:31, my words shall not pass away. Luke 21:33, my words shall not pass away. Isaiah 51:16, I have put my words into thine mouth. Jeremiah 1:9, I have put my words into thine mouth. Jeremiah 6:16, I will bring evil upon this people because they have not hearkened unto my words. How can we hearken unto his words if we don't have them? How would we know what to do if we didn't have his words? We do have his words, folks. He's given them to us. 2 Peter 3:2, be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. How can we be mindful of them if we don't have them? Revelation 1:3, hear the words of this prophecy. Revelation 22:19, if any man shall take away from the words of this book of this prophecy. In Jeremiah 11:10, they are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers which refused to hear my words. Job 33:1, hearken to all my words. Jeremiah 5:14, I will make my words in thy mouth fire. Exodus 4:28, and Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord. Exodus 24:3, and Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord. Exodus 24:4, Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. Deuteronomy 32:44, and Moses came and spake all the words of this song in the ears of the people. Jeremiah 26:2, speak unto all the cities of Judah which come to worship in the Lord's house all the words that I command thee. Psalms 107:11, they rebelled against the words of God. Jeremiah 26:2, diminish not a word. Diminish not a word. Huh. Did you hear that, NIV publishers? Don't take a word out. Diminish not one word. Yet what'd they do? They took out almost 60,000 words. Huh. But it says don't diminish a word. Don't diminish even one word. And they took 60,000 out. There's got to be a book somewhere in this world that has all the words of God with not one word added and not one word taken away tonight. I say, preacher, where is that? I believe I hold one in my hand tonight. It's called in the English language a King James Bible. Amen. A King James Bible. It's the Bible that your grandmother read to you out of when you were a child, you older folks. Work for Grandma. Works just fine today. Amen. Works just fine today. There's got to be a word. Psalms 119:103. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Psalms 119:130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. Revelation 21:5. These words are true and faithful. Jeremiah 25:30. Prophesy thou all these words. Proverbs 23:9, a fool despised the wisdom of thy words. Jeremiah 3:12, go and proclaim these words. Jeremiah 7:29, thou shalt speak all these words unto them. Jeremiah 26:15, speak all these words unto them. Jeremiah 51:61, thou shalt read all these words. 1 Thessalonians 4:18, comfort one another with these words. 2 Samuel 7:28, thou art that God, and thy words be true. Psalms 119:57, I will keep thy words. Proverbs 23:8, thy sweet words. Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found and I did eat them. Psalms 55:21, his words were softer than oil. Number three tonight, don't meddle with my drinking water. Don't meddle with my drinking water. Now, I've just given you scripture after scripture read to you that told you that we've got to have the words of Almighty God. We've got to. It just simply got to. So what am I saying tonight? Get your feet out of the drinking water. Don't mess with the drinking water. Don't meddle with the water. Don't meddle with the food. Keep your feet off of it and out of it. Don't add to the drinking water. Don't take away from the drinking water. Don't change the drinking water. Don't diminish from the drinking water. Don't condense the drinking water. Don't make the drinking water easier to understand. Don't touch the drinking water and change it. Don't merchandise the drinking water. That's why you've got all these Bibles, folks, as I've already said, is because the publishers are making money, and that's what it's about. Amen. It's about the money race for them. That's why they want you to think that they've got to try to produce a better Bible year after year. They're not doing one thing to try to make a better Bible. They're simply trying to make a more bucks is what they're trying to do. If Nelson Publishers, for example, think that the Bible is too hard to understand, and they think that it's something that we can't get a hold of or get a grip of by just reading it, why don't they set out to improve it? Truly, now they don't need to, but why don't they? For some reason they don't. But yet, wait a minute, they supposedly are putting out improvement after improvement after improvement after improvement. And then what'd they do? They copyrighted them all. They copyrighted all of them. That's what they do, they copyrighted. Hey, listen, folks, the King James Bible tonight's not copyrighted. Now, if you have a Bible that has notes in it or maybe some maps, it may have a copyright in it because of the notes or the map, but the King James Bible itself has no copyright on it. Anybody can take it and use it and reproduce it. There is no copyright on it. You can't copyright the words of God. Amen. There is no copyright on it. And folks, I get so sick and tired of these folks that they're so educated. They go to these higher learning institutions and so forth, and all they do is criticize the King James Bible. That's all they do. I've got more respect for some state university professor somewhere than those clowns in those theological institutions that are always criticizing the King James Bible, and they hide behind some sacred desk somewhere because of it, and just take their time to try to criticize God's blessed book and try to change God's blessed book and try to talk like they know more about God's blessed book than God himself does. That's how they act. Boy, say, boy, preacher, I don't like that kind of preaching. You think in almost 11 years I've been here, I care. I don't care. I don't like the liberalism of our world today that's ruining our Bibles, amen. I don't like the compromisers today that are ruining the Word of God. I don't like the dirty NIV Bible publishers who are corrupting people who don't know any better. And the folks, the average folk out there doesn't know any better, and it's not their fault. They just think, hey, this must be good. A lot of people buy them. Well, and you go to a supposed Christian bookstore today, and what do? They push those. I remember we had one some years back now. I'm sure I've told you about it before. Out south of town here, going out of business. I thought I was over there for something else at a different store. I was over at a Sprint store over there. I thought, hey, going out of business. Got a bunch of big 50% off all this business, trying to get rid of everything. I went in that place. I mean, the place was still full of all kinds of stuff. I thought, hey, maybe I can pick up some cheap Bibles. I went through that. I couldn't hardly find any King James Bibles, just hardly any. They just had like two or three or some little puny little amount. And they had all these other Bibles. And the clerk come over and she said to me, I suppose she's one of the store owners or something. She said to me, can I help you, sir? I said, yeah. I said, I'm looking through these Bibles. She said, well, we got all kinds of Bibles. I said, no, I'm looking for a real Bible. Amen. She said, well, what kind are you looking for? I said, I'm looking for a King James Bible. She said, we don't carry many of those. I said, I noticed. Well, wait, there may be one or two down there on the bottom shelf. Yeah. Got to be 4 foot two to find it down there. But, there was one or two down there. Listen, I blew out of there. I said, there wasn't nothing you had that I wanted, bless God. I said, no wonder you're going out of business. I said, no wonder you're going out of business. You ain't even got a real Bible in here, amen. No wonder you're going out. You don't know what the Word of God is. No wonder you're such a flop. But all they want to push at those things is this phony version or that phony version or the comic book version of it. And the poor people that come into those stores, they think that those people, those clerks, know what they're doing. And folks, I've discovered years ago, they don't know what they're doing. In fact, sometimes those, some of those clerks, they don't know anything. They don't know anything. I'll just stop it at that. But they don't know anything. They're messing up our drinking water tonight, folks. The King James Bible is good drinking water. Amen. They've messed up the virgin birth with their feet. They've messed up the sinless life of Christ with their stinking feet. They've messed up the deity of Christ with their stinking feet. They've messed up the blood of Christ with their stinking feet. They've messed up the intimate return of Christ with their stinking feet. Oh, but you say, preacher, the Bible is hard to understand. No, it's not. Don't think that. Unless you've got a hole big enough to drive a Mack truck through the side of your head. No offense, Mack. And it's not hard to understand. But that's the argument that's used. Listen. I took my Bible. You can take your Bible, but let's go ahead. Micah 6:1. I'm not going to have it open to every one of them, but I'm going to give you a few of these, because let's just see, because that's what they argue. It's toward the back of the Old Testament, but Micah 6:1, I'll give you a moment to find it. Micah chapter 6. There's just one statement in here I want to give you. Notice the statement here. Hear ye now what the Lord said. That's tough. How will you ever be able to understand that? I think they better rush and put out a new Bible for that one. Folks, let me tell you something tonight. When we believed as a nation that the King James Bible was the Word of God, we didn't have to have policemen in all of our schools. Amen. We didn't have to have policemen in all of our schools like we do today, walking and patrolling the hallways. We didn't have a bunch of dope problems like we've had these last 40 years. We had a day and age in this country where we believed the King James Bible was the Word of God and they didn't use nothing else. And there wasn't even hardly nothing else being produced at that time. There was a day and age when the teacher started off the day by reading a verse out of the King James Bible, folks. They believed it. They read it. And then a bunch of self-styled scholars took over and thought they could change it and make a buck off it. But before that time, we had a nation that was worth something instead of the mess that we're living in today. And it's getting nothing but worse every day. We're not going to be able to save this nation unless we get back to an every word Bible, folks. One that we realize proceeds out of the mouth of the Father, out of the mouth of God. Hear me now what the Lord said. Let me exegete that for you for a second. The word here. What is that? It's what you do with this thing right here. Y'all tonight got two of them on your head. There's little holes in there. Now, a few of you can't hear too well out of them, but that's what you do with that. You hear. Amen. So, there we got the first word down. Amen. Here. Oh boy. Here. What are we going to do? Oh boy, oh boy. Now, wait a minute. Hear ye now what the Lord said. Ye. Huh, that's a lot like he. Well, what's that? That's opposite of me. hear ye. So if I'm talking, hear ye, who's that talking about? That's talking about you. Amen. Opposite of me. Amen. So ye, he, ye's about like he or she, and it's the opposite of me. Amen. If I say hear ye, that means you, because I'm the one that said it. Now, the word now, that's the opposite of tomorrow. Now, that means right away, right? What the Lord, what the Lord, who's that? Any of the one up in heaven? Yeah, we're good. We're getting it, aren't we? What the Lord said. Oh, said. That's what you do with your tongue, right? Yeah. What he said. That's what came out of here. Amen. Hey, it weren't that tough, folks. Amen. it ain't that tough. Hey, if I we could go to Daniel. I'm not having you look up everyone, but go to Daniel and 11:15, and it says the king of the north shall come. I wonder what that means. You can look it up if you want to, but Daniel 11:5, the king of the north shall come. It means the guy that's on the throne up yonder there, amen. That's what it means. Up in the north, amen. So what's the north? Opposite of the south, amen. Opposite. Yeah. Those scholars are not fooling anybody, are they really? Huh. They put themselves above God, amen. God's the one who built this country on this book, amen. God's the one. Amen. Mark 13:7 has a statement in it. It says, the end shall not be yet. I wonder what that means. The end shall not be yet. That means it ain't over till it's over, amen. That's what it means. It ain't that hard to understand, folks. The Bible says, they departed from the king, amen. So what does that mean, preacher? Well, that means they was with the king, and they ain't with him no more. Amen. They departed from the king. Amen. It ain't that hard to understand, amen. Not as hard as some people are making it out to be. Not as hard as those publishers say it is. it's tough, folks, I know. But they're out there, amen. They're making a buck off of this, amen. I'm so sick of these guys that are criticizing the Bible, amen. I'm just sick to death of it, amen. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. And listen, there's so much out there, folks. It's interesting how we're Bible-believing fundamentalists who are supposed to be ignorant, us Bible believers. But yet we can understand the Bible. And we're supposed to be ignorant. They call us dumb, amen. But they say they've got to have an easier Bible. Wait a minute. Why are we the dumb ones when we supposedly got the tougher Bible to understand? They're the intellectual ones, supposedly. But yet they've got to have an easier Bible? Huh. Isaiah 6:4. You look at it and it says, the house was filled with smoke. I'm going to exegete that for you, amen. The house was filled with smoke. Amen. Somebody else will execute it for you, but I'll exegete it for you, amen. The word the means it was just one. Just one. Amen. The word the. Amen. Got that? You can take notes on this if you want to. House. What's a house? Let's see. That's a place where people live, isn't it? Yeah. Do you live in a house? I live in a house. Some of you might live in an apartment, but I live in a house. Amen. You live in a house. And so, the house. Amen. Wait a minute. The word was. What does the word was mean? It means it ain't no more. Amen. There's the word was for you. Ain't no more. Filled. That means there ain't no place in it that didn't have any smoke. So, well, preacher, what's smoke, though? Smoke, that's something that comes from fire. Amen. So filled, amen. That means there ain't any place in there that ain't got smoke in it. And smoke comes from fire. You're coming along nicely here. Deuteronomy 16:7 says, thou shalt roast and eat it. Huh. Careful. That's a tough one. So we just love all the other Bibles. How come the people that like that, their churches never get anybody saved? They never get anybody baptized. Oh, a few times a year. I don't understand that. Revelation 7:16 says, they shall hunger no more. Huh. I like that one, amen. Here's one. How long wilt thou sleep? That's hard to understand. How long wilt thou sleep? That's tough. Boy. Here's another one. 2 Chronicles 36:20. It says this, and they that had escaped from the sword carried he away. Oh boy. That's a tough one. They that had escaped from the sword carried he away. I wonder what that means. It's not that hard, folks. It really isn't. 1 Kings 8:66. On the eighth day, he sent the people away. Well, let's see. Eight. That's between 7 and 9, isn't it? We're on the right track. Amen. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. Amen. Folks, it ain't as hard as they're making it out to be. Amen. And shame on those Bible changers. Shame on them. Shame on those Bible changers. Amen. Shame on them. How dare they rise up against the God of our King James Bible, the God of the Holy Word of God. Amen. How dare them rise up against them and try to give us some phony version of the Bible. So, but preacher, I just don't believe the King James Bible is an every word Bible. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If it isn't, then folks, which one is? Which one is? If that's not it, then which one is? Let's see what Judges 6:28 says. And when the men of it, let's look that up. That'd be good. You need to look something up. Wake up. Judges 6:28. We'll look that one up together. You need some help understanding this one. Judges 6:28. And here's what it says. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning. Let's take that statement right there. Men, what is that? It's opposite of woman. Just thought I'd let you know. Now, I know the queers wouldn't know that, but I'm not saying there's any in here, unless you're classifying yourself, but some queer wouldn't know that, but man is opposite of a woman. Some shim wouldn't know that, so... You know, those you see down the street in our neighborhood around here, you can't tell if it's a guy or a gal. It's just a shim. Sorry, that means she, him. And we don't know which one. So, men, opposite of women. So you're having too much fun. I know it. Amen. Hate to have fun preaching the Word of God. Amen. Folks, we've got to have an every word Bible. I've got to have every word in order to live the Christian life like I'm supposed to. I can't live without it. You've got to have an every word Bible in order for you to live the Christian life. You can't live without it, amen. Listen, I've got to have an every word Bible to keep him from being ashamed of me. the Bible says, amen. I have to have every word Bible to prevent evil from coming before me, the Bible says, amen. I must have an every word Bible to be on fire for God, the Bible says, amen. All these scriptures I've read tonight or a little while ago, I must have an every word if I am to speak his message and to preach his word. Amen. I've got to have a perfect Bible in order to be able to do it. If I don't think I had a perfect Bible, I'd close this one and walk out this door.
Right.
And just say, forget it.
Right.
Why bother? I'd rather go make more money. I have to have an every word Bible in order to love him like I should. I have to have an every word not to reject him, amen, Bible. I have to have an every word Bible to meditate like I should, amen. I have to have an every word Bible to avoid the plagues of God according to his word, amen. I have to have an every word Bible to have an eternal book, the Bible says, amen. I have to have an every word Bible in order to be comforted, the Bible says. I have to have every word to have wisdom, folks. That's what the Bible says. I've got to have every word to have wisdom. I've got to have every word to gain the light, the Bible says, amen. I have to have every word to preach, the Bible says, amen. I have to have every word to have truth, the Bible says, amen. I have to have every word to get saved, the Bible says, amen. I have to have every word to avoid evil, the Bible says, amen. Quick. Sorry, I'm keeping you up. Quick. I'm teasing with him. Show me the real words if that's not the word of God. Show me the real words. If this isn't it, which one is it? If somebody believes it's the American Standard Version, then speak up for it. If somebody believes it's the New American Standard Version, then speak up for it. If they believe it's the NIV, which is about the same as the HIV version, then speak up for it, amen. If they believe it's the Condensed Reader's Digest version, then speak up for it, amen. If they believe it's the Good News for Modern Man, speak up for it, amen. Remember last April, year ago last April, we had Brother Bowen here, one of our missionaries, Dr. Bob Bowen, and he was preaching, and we had a woman that was a kind of a charismatic woman, amen. She did a little sway in and stuff like that, but she carried a Good News for Modern Man version, amen. She went up to Brother Bowen and she said, she held up her Bible, she said, this Bible is as good as that one you got there. And he said, I forget what the scripture was now off the top of my head, but he mentioned a scripture. There's quite a few of them in there you could go to, but he mentioned one of the scriptures that he knew wasn't in her Bible. He said, look up Matthew something, chapter 6, and he gave a verse. But he said, look it up. She fumbled around. She finally said, it's not in there. He said, I know. He said, it's in this one here, though. He said, you're missing a lot of verses in that book right there. Huh. She could have shook that thing as long as she wanted to shake that thing. It wasn't coming out because it wasn't in there, amen. It wasn't in there. It was not in there, amen. I must have an every word Bible. You said, preacher, I have several versions, and each version throws some light on the others. Well, then get saved, and the Holy Spirit will shed some light on which one you ought to be using. Amen. So, boy, you seem like you don't like these other versions. You're right, I don't, folks. Makes me mad because it taints and poisons the truth of the Word of God. Satan started it in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Yea, hath God said, what did he do? He began to change God's Word. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Corrupting the Word of God. Changing it, amen. Changing it. Makes me mad as a hornet, amen. Because they're putting their feet, trodden on our food and putting their feet in our water, amen. Now, when I first came here and started this church, Brother Paul Lewis told me, he said, watch out for so-and-so. He said, he carries two Bibles. I said, he carries two Bibles. I didn't realize he was talking about other versions of the Bible. He carries a King James and the New American Standard or something like that, he said. Well, what does he do that for? Brother Lewis told me, he said, he likes to look it up in both. Foolish. Foolish. Foolishness. Foolishness. It didn't take me long to figure out that guy was foolish, but there's only one perfect Bible, folks. It's the King James Bible. Amen. And once you tell us which one, is the perfect Bible, then don't put your feet in it. Don't change it. Don't corrupt it. Don't try to. Folks, I would like to think all of us agree tonight that this book here contains the very words of God. In fact, go to go to Psalms chapter 12. We'll not be much longer. We're about done. I'm hungry, so we've got to get out of here. Psalms chapter 12. It's Mother's Day, so I got to get home so my wife can cook. Psalms chapter 12. Love you, hon. Psalms chapter 12. That was a good lunch you whipped up. Psalms chapter 12. I better quit. Psalms chapter 12. The words, verse 6, I'm sorry. The words of the Lord are what? Pure words. As a silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou, notice verse 7. Here's what I really want to show you. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation for how long? Forever. Now the scholars say we can't find the Bible. We don't have it. We don't have the complete, perfect compilation of it. Really? So God's a liar? God said he'd preserve it. For how long?
Forever.
If he said he'd preserve it forever, then we have to be able to find it today. Amen? Folks, in the English language, we found it. And I realize in other languages, there's the Word of God. That wouldn't be a King James Bible, of course. This would be in English. But it would be the equivalent thereof. So he has preserved it right there. And we have it today. Amen. According to Psalms 12. Now, there are hundreds of people out in this world who believe the book, but they're dehydrated because they don't have in their hands the book. They don't know it. They don't have in their hands the book. Somebody's fed them one of those, and they're dehydrated, malnutrition, because they're not being fed and watered properly. Folks, here we are. We believe it tonight. But I'm afraid the sad thing is most of us don't spend much time reading it. But we believe it. We have it. We possess it. We own it. We own it. We need to spend more time reading it. I went and visited my dad Friday night, and I was delighted to see he had a devotional book sitting there, and I hadn't been working on it. I don't know that he's together enough to work on it much, but I picked it up and I flipped through it. And guess what? He had it all filled out all the way up to January 12th. That's the day of my wife and I's anniversary. That's also the day when he collapsed in the restaurant. So he read his Bible that morning and filled out his devotional book. So if it was only 12 days, well, it was up until he fell sick. And most of you know what kind of shape he's been in since then. Folks, we need to be reading it. And I know many of you do, but we need to be reading it. We don't read it enough. We don't spend enough time with it. We have the words of God in our hand and we believe it. God got to ask yourself the question, how much have you read it this week? How much time have you spent in it? How much time have you read it? How much time? It's important. Let's stand to our feet.